Congress is planning a short burst of activity after the long August recess, but as APRN's Libby Casey reports, it won't necessarily be a highly productive one.
Congress is trickling back to Washington. The Senate met Monday afternoon to confirm a circuit court judge, and the House returns Tuesday. Members are scheduled to be here 4 weeks before heading home for election season, but House leaders now say they may shave a week off that and wrap up work October 1st. With all 435 members of the House up for re-election and the balance of power in question, campaigning back home is top priority. In the Senate, one-third of members face voters on November 2nd. It's the Senate that needs to do some heavy lifting in the next couple of weeks if anything of substance is to happen in Washington. Top on its agenda is a small business bill, which would give $12 billion in tax breaks and improve loan and credit access. It would be paid for by spending cuts. Alaska Senator Mark Begich supports it, and Democrats got the one crossover Republican needed to break a filibuster when retiring Ohio Senator George Voinovich said he'd vote for it. But what else will get done in the next month? Expect rhetoric and debate over whether to extend the tax breaks put into place by President George W. Bush. They're slated to expire at the end of the year, but Democrats are likely to push for extensions for middle-class Americans, not, however, for the highest wage earners, those who make over $200,000, or households earning a quarter million. Republicans want those top breaks kept, but many Democrats are resistant, citing the deficit. Whether the tax breaks will actually come to a vote before Election Day is up in the air. Capitol Hill watchers say it's more likely to be a point of political debate rather than immediate action. There are some timely topics, like a food safety bill, which Congress may consider in the wake of this summer's salmonella egg outbreak. But what about climate change and energy? Don't count on it moving forward. Even oil spill legislation will likely wait until after the November election. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.